finished, there were a couple of things that were pretty obvious. The, you know, the World Cup qualifiers and also the nines. You know, the interest in it then was unprecedented. So, yeah, maybe not the best weekend for them to have it, but it was on and it's decided.
So you're saying as soon as they got a bit of clear air, there was significant interest?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
interesting. Yeah.
That is fascinating. Now, I can't believe that Man United are $5 at home.
Mm. Yeah, but you'd nearly argue that maybe that might well be under the odds.
Probably.
Yeah, they're $5. So. Not actually, our prices have just gone down for the time being.
$1.68 Liverpool.
$1.68.
Yeah. $3.80 the draw.
Yeah. And we've got a Tuesday morning match as well, which is, so that's the only game on tonight. Sheffield United $3.80, draw $3.60, and Arsenal $1.95. There weren't too many surprises last night, but. Just looking over the last two or three weeks, Jimmy, punters have just about had enough of Man U.
Yeah.
Just about had enough. So
I can understand.
Imagine what it's like over there. And we've got a couple of A-League games tonight as well. Melbourne City 205, a draw 340, Adelaide United 360. And Sydney FC have been pretty well back. They're into $1.40 now to beat the Phoenix at $7.50, and we've got a draw there at $4.50.
Just a long term. Do you have a golden boot up for the A-League?
It's down for the weekend with those matches underway. It'll be open tomorrow morning, but we have had it, yeah.
Yeah, Adam Lafondre.
Who you like? Oh, okay.
Adam Lafondre.
Have you had a bet?
Oh, I haven't. I was just looking. I did the Bill and Bod show with him the other day. Oh, mate, he's hungry for more goals after he scored 18 last year.
Mm. Mm. Good play. Hey, Jared, the Kings are off to a fly. They're 3-0. They beat the Breakers on Friday night. Now they go over the ditch and take them on this afternoon. And also, Melbourne are playing Perth in the NBL.
Yeah. The Breakers were in the mix in that
they
game
were.
The other night.
Fantastic game. Yeah.
They've shortened up today. They were 225. They're into 205. The Kings at 175. That's the 2 o'clock game or 3 o'clock game. Mm-hmm. And in the other one, well, Perth, I still couldn't believe, I didn't watch it, how they were trounced by Cairns on Friday night will go down in the annals of one of the biggest upsets of the year. Cairns were $7 pops.
Oh.
And subsequent to that, Melbourne, who did lose in Perth round one, they've been $1.80 into $1.70, and we've got Perth out to $2.15. So two closely priced matches today, and actually we've got one tomorrow night as well. Illawarra $1.65 and Adelaide, they did a good job on Friday night. They're at $2.25. So three really, really good matches of NBL to come.
All right, well, I look forward to that. Tour, Jared, that sounds exciting. I should know better too.
It's not free.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. But I've got a sister who lives up there at Wynnum, out near Manly. So I'll be looking forward to that trip.
Jimmy, you are an absolute idiot. That's all. I'll go now.
Nah,
good
enough.
On you, Jared.
Jared Daffy there from TAB.
Is it not Wynnum?
Oh, anyway. Coming up on the show after the 9 o'clock news, we're going to have a chat to Phil Moss.
In or out? I reckon he'd be out.
Tanya is definitely in. Brady Height, he's in Los Angeles. He's out.
He'll be out.
Brad Rosen, he'll be out as well. But they're all in next hour.
That makes sense.
I'm Kim Cartwright. The world's longest direct flight from New York City to Sydney has landed in Australia after 19 hours and 15 minutes. Operated by Qantas, the flight is the first of three to test the effect of ultra-long haul on pilots and cabin crew, with a focus on the mental and physical effects of flying for close to 20 hours straight. An elderly man has been arrested at Sydney Airport over the alleged sexual abuse of teenage boys in his care in the early 80s. The 81-year-old was detained as he arrived on a flight from the Philippines. His arrest follows a 6-year police investigation into allegations of sexual and indecent assaults of children at a boys' home near Lismore and other locations in the Mullumbimby area. A woman has been killed after an elderly driver struck two pedestrians at South Australia's McLaren Vale last night. The accident occurred on the Victor Harbour Road near the intersection of Seaview Road just after 11 p.m. The 59-year-old woman from Allenby Gardens died at the scene. A man of the same age was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 78-year-old Holden Ute driver from Wollonga is assisting police. Senior Constable Kylie Simpson says major crash officers are investigating.
We do ask anyone that may have been in the area along Victor Harbour Road near Seaview Road that did see a man or woman walking around that time to please contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
The road toll in South Australia is 87 compared to 57 at the same time last year. Australian men are being urged to check for lumps, with today being Men's Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Around 164 will be diagnosed with breast cancer in Australia this year. CEO of the Breast Cancer Network Australia, Kristen Pilati, says in recent years there's been a steady growth in the number of men being diagnosed with the cancer.
Probably through the early detection, and we want to encourage that. So this year, 164 men, and last year it was 150. It's, you know, significantly lower than the 19,000 women who will be diagnosed this year. But we really want to make sure that we're there for men too.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been served a major blow, with MPs voting to further delay a decision on whether to back his newly brokered Brexit deal. The motion, 322 votes to 306, withholds approval for the PM's agreement until legislation enforcing it has been passed. Mr Johnson is legally obliged to ask the European Union for a further delay if Parliament hasn't come to a decision by the 31st of October. But he says he won't be requesting an extension.
I continue in the very strong belief that the best thing for the UK and for the whole of Europe is for us to leave with this new deal on October the 31st.
The Lions movement is now welcoming younger generations to join their ranks of volunteers. The first Lions Club was formed in Australia around 70 years ago, and Lions members from all over Victoria are meeting this weekend at their annual convention. Lawrence Yao has been involved in starting up the Melbourne Club of Next Gen Lions, encouraging children between ages 8 and 13 to get involved.
We're seeing more youth, more next generation coming on board and taking up leadership roles as well. So I guess it's a good sign, not just for Lions, but for the whole voluntaries arena, if you like.
Also in news, the Prime Minister is attending the inauguration of Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Jakarta today. This is AIR News. The Wallabies' quest for the Rugby World Cup has ended with a crushing 40-6 quarterfinal loss to England. It was the seventh consecutive loss to England and a disappointing result for Wallabies coach Michael Checker against his rival coach and former Randwick teammate Eddie Jones. Checker says the Aussies were outplayed.
Just not clinical enough to finish off opportunities, and they defended very well. So, you know, sometimes you just got to suck that up and wear it. That's life, you know. So, yeah, disappointed.
England advances to play the All Blacks, who overnight defeated Ireland. Round 3 of the NBL will see the Sydney Kings take on the New Zealand Breakers, while this afternoon Melbourne United will play the Perth Wildcats. Basketball legend Andrew Gaze says United will have to shake off the jet lag after arriving back from the USA yesterday.
That travel can knock you about. Also, they've played a couple of games against NBA teams. And then they go into the game with still some injuries. Hopefully they get some troops back and we'll see a good contest.
Last night, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix beat Illawarra Hawks 106-100. In cricket, WA will start day 3 of the Sheffield Shield clash in Perth, 2 for 116, trailing Victoria by 225 runs. In AFL, Josh De Luca has been delisted from Carlton. To A-League, Melbourne City face off against Adelaide United today. Last night it was draws for both the matches between Central Coast Mariners and Newcastle Jets and Western United and Perth Glory. Australian Independent Radio News.
What a star-studded lineup we've got. The light is on for the Everest, the Path Everest.
Everest Race Day.
Yes, 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 it's winding up. And Sandra Lane, the cut. Yes, 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 takes the lead. Sandra Lane is charging at the end. Yes, 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 wins the Everest.
Sky Sports Radio didn't miss a beat in bringing you every unbeatable moment of the Tab Everest.
Record time.
What a feeling. Oh, my God.
You look electric.
I feel electric.
When did you know that you had a horse like Yes, 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 a three-year-old who could tackle this race?
About 12 minutes ago.
The Everest Spring Carnival continues Saturday with the new $1 million Bondi Stakes for three-year-olds on Sky Sports Radio.
Wherever you are in New South Wales, Sky Sports Radio's there too. On Bega, 87.6 FM. McLean, 88 FM. Gunnedah, 95.9 FM. And Ballina on 88 FM. On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Looking for inspired living and a sense of place? Live at the Hermitage Gledswood Hills, offering brand new completed homes from $790,000. Search the Hermitage Gledswood Hills today. In the city, a set of traffic lights are blacked out near DJ's on Castle Ray Street at Market Street. There's a little bit of traffic heading into the Royal National Park on Farnell Avenue, and a street festival in Marrickville will close Marrickville Road between Petersham and Victoria Roads from 10. Live more outdoors with IKEA. Right now, you can save 30% off their range of Aplaro outdoor furniture. Hurry, offer ends October 21. So shop online or in store at IKEA today. I'm Tim Govers, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, Interstate Weather.
Sydney, top temperature today of 21 degrees, lovely sunny spring day. Brisbane, morning fog, then mostly sunny, top of 29. James, what's the forecast for Nowra? And do you mind if we go to Marlborough in Queensland?
No problem at all. Nowra, today, of course, the racing is on and it's a sunny day with a maximum of 22 degrees. And if we go up to Maryborough, where we just had our previous caller, Sharon from...
No, it's Marlborough. It's different than Maryborough.
Maryborough. Marlborough.
Wynnum.
Glidestone. Bundaberg. There's some interesting towns up there in Queensland, isn't it? Anyway, we've got all our Queensland listeners with us as well,
exactly,
too. Northern Territory and South Australia and Tasmania. So Marlborough, which is just north of Rockhampton, where Ray's cousin comes from. She just rang us on the program, and where most of the people who play for me on the quiz come from. It is a shower or two today, 28 degrees.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show for our final hour, James. We've got Phil Moss shortly to talk A-League and EPL. Tanya with a sports update. We'll cross to, is Brady Hyde in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, California, Roman.
We'll talk all things NFL. Brad Rosen to talk all things NBL. And, of course, our good friend Scotty Foster as well in our final hour, James.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Phil will be along very shortly. We're a bit distressed about the price of Man United coming up in that game against Liverpool tonight. Eastern philosophical question that can't be answered. If a tree falls in the middle of the forest, does it make any sound? Western philosophical question that can be answered. If Big Nelson swings 20 haymakers in the middle of Bali, does it make any sound? Answer, no. Because no one strikes anything. That's from Stu. Interesting one. I thought this one...
Thinking. Got people thinking.
Yeah, I thought this one from McHugh was an interesting one. Boys, was I the only one who was shocked that Nelson didn't wrestle the bloke? The only time all year he hasn't wrestled.
Very good.
That's not bad. We've had our thoughts on that one. It's very difficult to just pin down exactly where we stand on this one. What I thought was a dangerous precedent is the NRL getting involved and banning... Nelson Aspas-Solomona for the three games for the Kiwis as opposed to the Melbourne Storm. There was also a very good SMS that was sent about that had happened previously with Greg Inglis. And here we go. Classic, Jimmy. This time last year, Greg Inglis was charged and pleaded guilty to DUI and speeding and was only given two matches. And surprise, surprise, he served them in the international games and not the Rabbitohs games. If this incident involved Boyd Cordner or JWH, he would not only be fighting for no suspension, but a medal for bravery, the Bombardier Eagle. I don't think so. No. Certainly wouldn't be doing that, Bombardier Eagle. Mm. But we do take your point on that one. And just before we go, it was very harsh of Jared to say that I was an idiot, but the number of people who've agreed wholeheartedly with fire SMS is interesting, isn't it?
On our talk topic, it's for Manly Man Owl.
Yes.
This is a good one. Morning, boys. Four phrases. Football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
That's a good one. That was not a particular song or advertising
campaign.
It wasn't for 4 and 20 or anything like that. Of course, our pie of choice here is Garlow's, but Was it for?
I can't remember now. Was it a Holden cars? I can't remember now.
Yeah, all right.
Football, okay. Meat pies, kangaroos, and Holden cars.
1353 53. If you can answer that question for us, and you might be in your line in a chance to win Wingman beer. We've got an early clubhouse leader at the moment with Jack from Old Bar, and of course
don't forget General Chow's.
General Chow's $250 voucher to this outstanding restaurant in Chatswood, and Brad is an early leader on that one, but there is still time to stake your claim.
Stake your claim. Like
yeah.
You can get all sorts of little steak dishes there.
You know what, Ray? We'd love to report back to the listeners about what you actually can get.
We better organise, James.
Yeah, we better. Yeah, absolutely. 1353 53, the open line number. Let's have a chat now with Phil Moss, because we've got football coming out our ears at the moment with the A-League kicking off as well. Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, boys. Listen, I've got to take umbrage with my mate Ray Thomas this morning.
Yes, what have
really,
I done, Phil?
Really disappointed in you, Ray.
Yeah.
Mate, it's game day. Manchester United, Liverpool, and you've agreed to be on air sitting next to our arch rival.
Well, I think, as he said earlier, he's very concerned about the odds that Man U could be unders at $5 compared to the good guys at $1.68. But we are playing at Old Trafford, though, Phil.
Yeah, but we are playing 1v12.
Is there a bigger rivalry in English football?
Arsenal, Chelsea.
Very good question.
Two Manchester teams.
No, well, you do look at the traditional derbies, don't you, as the biggest rivalries. But this Liverpool Manchester United goes back so far.
Yep.
Before we were born, boys. But I just don't remember a time where, and I don't need to harp on this, Jimmy, but I will anyway. But I don't remember a time when it was first versus 12th.
Unless Liverpool were 12th.
Mate, look in the history books. I'm not sure if that's even happened.
All right.
But yeah, that is the talking point going into this one is you know, the gap in the table. I know it's still early days, of course, but yeah, this game doesn't usually see two teams so far apart in the table going into battle. But Manchester United, obviously, you know, they've lost a couple of big players to Haya midweek. Playing for his country, he's out with an adductor strain, and Pogba is out still getting treatment on that knee injury, ankle I think it is. So they're two big losses for Manchester United. Liverpool, Alisson, will he play, the goalkeeper, back from that injury that's kept him out since round one. But Manchester United, Jimmy, you'll like this one. They're unbeaten in 5 out of 5 at Old Trafford versus Liverpool. 3 wins and 2 draws. But the big one, Liverpool, 1 win away from equaling the all-time English top flight consecutive wins record of 18. Big motivator.
Yeah, we'll get your tip on that one shortly. What about games overnight? No, we'll at the end for Mossy's multi. Games overnight.
What a waste of oxygen that'll be.
Totally.
On this one.
Well, we need to have your bet, though. Man City, I know they've had their injuries, but they're back in the winners list. 2-0 away at Crystal Palace. And also some big news out of the Brighton game. Aaron Moy got red carded.
Yeah, that's right. Let's start with that one, because this was a brain snap from Aaron Moy, our cherished Socceroo. He got 2 yellow cards within 5 minutes. The first one kicking the ball away when a free kick was awarded to Villa, and then 5 minutes later he was chasing back and he tried to split a Villa player's legs in half. I don't know what was going through his mind, but sitting on a yellow card, it was an absolute brain snap. So yeah, he put his team under the pump. They were 1-0 up at the time. They went ahead in the 21st minute via Adam Webster, but then conceded to Jack Grealish right on half time, and then Matt Target was on target in the 94th minute and put one past Matty Ryan. So very disappointing for Brighton, to lose the points in that fashion. And certainly Aaron Moy now, let's hope it doesn't take him too long to get his spot back in that Brighton side.
What about it?
Sorry, Jimmy.
So I was just going to ask you about Spurs too.
Mm. Yeah, well, they're under the pump. I'll just cover Man City first.
Oh, yes.
Gabriel Jesus scored his 50th goal for the club. That's the 7th player under Pep Guardiola's management who scored 50 goals for the club he's playing for under Pep Guardiola's reign, including Messi, Aguero, Sterling, Lewandowski. Few names there that you might recognise. Mm. But yeah, they certainly had a bit of a swagger about them overnight. And interestingly, they had Rodri and Fernandinho in the back line. Now, they're both defensive midfielders, but such is the injury list at Manchester City this season, with the likes of John Stones, Otamendi, Laporte all out. He's really had to shuffle his deck a bit, Pep Guardiola, but they certainly look like they had a swagger overnight. Mm-hmm. But going to your point, Jimmy, Pochettino, what is going on there? There was a lot of talk here. This was against Watford. 1-1, of course. Dele Alli rescued a point at home against the bottom player's side in the 86th minute with a goal that was slightly contentious, but I was happy with it. There was talk that it might have been handballed by Dele Alli, but it wasn't. But, yeah, certainly things aren't well at Spurs. The smell is becoming a stench.
Exactly, yeah. Well, back in the A-League, Melbourne victory, 2-1, great win away by Western Sydney Wanderers, but after they're not really finding their groove, are they, Melbourne victory early doors, Mossy?
No, that's right, Ray, they're not. Under Marco Kurse, the new coach, obviously the post Kevin Muscat era hasn't got off to a flyer, not by any stretch, but they've started the season with two home games, obviously the Melbourne Derby last week that ended scoreless, and then this one with a loss. But the good news out of this for all Western Sydney supporters is Western Sydney have started the season strongly. Two wins from two, obviously the Mariners last week and now this one down there in Melbourne. That sets up the Sydney Derby next weekend just beautifully. A round three Sydney Derby at the brand spanking new Bank West Stadium should be absolutely humming next week. Sydney, of course, play Wellington today, which we'll talk about soon, but yeah, certainly Marcus Babbel has got Western Sydney off. I think this is the first time in the history of their club that they've started the season with two from two, which is really, really important. And Alex Meyer, what a pickup he looks. He scored an absolute wonder goal last in this game with his left foot.
All right, well, let's have a look at Sydney FC up against Wellington. That's today. $1.40, they're very short in that one, $7.50. But I asked Jared earlier, I'm not sure if you heard, about Adam Lafondre. I know he got two last week, but I saw him on Bill and Boz prior to that, Mossy, and he is hungry for goals this year.
Yeah, well, he's famously known as hashtag sausage rolls.
Yes.
The Cockney slang for goals, and he lives and breathes by them. And you could just see the way he plays. He's such a hard worker, but when there's a half a chance for that ball to be delivered into the box, you know he's going to be there or thereabouts. He's got the composure. He really is an out-and-out goal scorer, but he works so hard for the team. But I keep going back to that Sydney FC front line, Lafondre, Barbaroussis, Ninkovic, Bomiahan, Bahadja off the bench once he's fit. You know, that is so formidable. And that front line with the fullbacks as well, with the likes of Zulu and Ryan Grant getting forward, it's just going to create so many chances. So I've actually got Sydney winning this one 3-0. And I've actually got Barbaroussis to be the first goal scorer in this one. I just think last week he was very unlucky not to get a couple, actually. One that he did score was ruled offside by a fingernail, and another one cleared off the line. So I think he's really going to explode into this lineup. He's a great pickup by Scott Corica.
Okay, what about Mossy's multi, Phil?
Well, I'm going to go it won't surprise anyone, but it's Sydney FC into Liverpool, so an A-League into an EPL multi this week.
Why are you shaking your head, Jim? What's wrong? As long as he's tipping the listeners winners,
no, well, that's
doesn't
what I was
going
to say. I thought he'd be trying to provide the listeners with some value.
As long as you're getting some winners, it's all that matters.
Yeah.
Any price
Jimmy,
a winner.
Jimmy's just he's shaking his head because in his mind this will be hard overhead.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting too. Next time you come onto the program, could you get your facts right, please? Manchester United at present are 14th on the English Premier League ladder following overnight results.
You're right, sorry.
Yeah.
I was trying to give you some hope.
Powerhouse AFC Bournemouth at 9th.
Quite remarkable. What about Leicester? Their charge continues as well under Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, isn't it great? So quickly after their previous great story as
that's
well.
That's right.
So, righto, what is it? Sydney FC into Liverpool?
Sydney FC into Liverpool.
Right, $1.40 into $1.68.
Well, you know, like I'm trying. You know what they say? When you're not on a winning streak, just go back to basics.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Geez, I'd love to see a 2-0 win for Man United, but we'll have to wait and see. Good on you, Mossy.
Good to see you back in the studio, Jimmy. Thanks for turning up this week.
Well, were you done, in the studio last week?
Sorry?
Were you in the studio last week?
No, they locked me out. I didn't have my security pass last week.
That's a lie. Good on you, Mossy.
See you, boys.
See you, Phil. Phil Moss there, our football expert, 1353 53, the Opaline number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a sports update.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bing Lee having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bing Lee and receive 60 months interest free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest free at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
It's coming. The richest race in the West. The social event of the season. And your biggest day to play. So grab your suit, dress to the nines, and get ready to cheer. The Eagle is coming. The Golden Eagle, Saturday, November 2nd, Rosehill Gardens. Tap, long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
To get the most out of your spring racing experience, be sure to visit the Doncaster Hotel, Sydney's true home of racing. Located just a 5 minute stroll down Doncaster Avenue from Randwick Racecourse, the Doncaster is the place to be and be seen pre and post race for Sydney's racing crowd. Take advantage of the Doncaster's full tap facilities, enjoy a meal in their renowned restaurant, or just dance and sing the night away to the music of DJ Carbolic. Get the good oil and a cold beer at the Doncaster Hotel, where racing people go.
It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, a sports update with Tanya Thomas.
There were tears in the Wallabies dressing room after the 40-16 quarterfinal loss to England at the Rugby World Cup last night, reflecting their deep disappointment of not only the loss, but the loss of a couple of their great players, including David Pocock, Sekopi Kepu and Christian Lilafano. Many are moving to offshore club contracts next year. So England move into the semi-final, as does New Zealand, after a ruthless 46-14 win over Ireland. The All Blacks led 22-0 at half-time. In tonight's two quarters, Wales play France and a massive crowd expected for the host nation Japan when they take on South Africa. Australia beat New Zealand in the final of the Rugby League World Nines last night, 24-10 at Bankwest Stadium. Mitchell Moses was named man of the tournament. 6 months after scoring the first try at Bankwest, the Parramatta halfback ended the year with a hat-trick of tries in the grand final. The tables were turned, however, in the women's final, with New Zealand defeating Australia in a thrilling match, 17-15. A-League and New Zealand fought back for a one-all draw with the Central Coast in Gosford. One-all also between Perth Glory and Western United in Geelong. Perth coach Tony Popovich says watching his son Christian score the equaliser was a special and unique moment. Sydney FC host Wellington tonight at 6 o'clock. Melbourne City and Adelaide play the earlier game at 4. Expectations are on the rise for unbeaten new NBL franchise Southeast Melbourne Phoenix after going 3-0 with a win last night over Wollongong 106-102. Also last night, Adelaide 104 beat Brisbane 98. Today, the also undefeated Kings travel to New Zealand to take on the Breakers. Andy Murray took a step closer to a first tennis title in arguably the toughest year of his playing career, grinding out a three-set semi-final win over Hugo Humbert at the European Open. Standing in his way of that title, however, is Stan Wawrinka. Manchester City cut the gap on English Premier League leaders Liverpool to 5 points after a confident 2-0 victory at Crystal Palace overnight. In other matches, Everton 2, West Ham 0, Aston Villa 2, Brighton 1, Bournemouth and Norwich 0 all, Chelsea 1-0 over Newcastle, Tottenham and Watford 1-all, Wolverhampton and Wolves won all, and Leicester is in third spot on the table after a 2-1 win over Burnley. Aussie Cameron Smith is three off the lead heading into the final round today of the CJ Cup in South Korea. Justin Thomas and Kiwi Danny Lee are on top of the leaderboard at 15 under. And Game 3 of the Netball Constellation Cup is on today in Sydney at Kudos Bank Arena at 3 o'clock. After two games in New Zealand, the series is level at 1 all. Paige Hadley will miss the opportunity to play in front of the enormous home crowd. The midcourter fractured her wrist in the match on Wednesday night. Oh. Yes, painful. I'm still suffering. You know, I dislocated my finger playing about 6 weeks ago, and it's still that swollen. I can't get my wedding rings on. So,
that's a good excuse.
I don't think my finger will ever go back to the way it was.
That's it.
I had to go out and buy another one.
I might use that for not anyone.
So I'm walking around with no ring on my wedding finger. But I was driving
very
to
concerning, James.
Yeah, very concerning. Very concerning. We move on. I was driving to the supermarket on something more exciting last Sunday, and I was switching around the dial, and I heard on the ABC the match in Christchurch, the first Constellation Cup, being broadcast on the ABC. And I just thought, isn't that just amazing?
Women's sport.
Yeah. And it's just...
Come a long way. Last four or five years, isn't it?
It's extraordinary.
I had the great privilege of interviewing Anna Mears on Friday at a function. She is an out-and-out star.
Well, we had her at Legends. She was fantastic.
But it was a time where she was getting to the Olympics in 2004 and 2008. They would only take one female athlete for the event. So she was going... And her sister Kerry was missing out back in those days.
Yes, yeah.
Not long ago, was it?
It's not that long ago.
No, when you think the WBBL's on TV now, it's just started, the AFLW was on, the W League, the WNBL, they're all, they find their way broadcast somewhere. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Now, you wanted to make a comment on the crowd that was at the Everest yesterday.
Was I?
The young crowd.
Oh, yeah.
The demographic.
Went down to the Theatre of the Horse to watch the Kosciuszko horses walk around. And I'd noticed that the enormous crowd, they were just all young people.
Yeah.
Young, well, they're all young. Anyone under 30 is young to me. But definitely the demographic. And that's the audience that Racing New South Wales are pushing towards.
It's a young audience. Yeah.
And my 17-year-old's been to three of them, and he can't wait till he's 18 so he doesn't have to go with his mummy anymore and let loose.
But it's a very different feel about the day, isn't it? And it's great fun.
Absolutely.
No, fantastic. Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. Coming up next, Brady Height, live from LA.
It'll be a 3-2 to Hicks, the pitch. It's lined deep to right field down the line. She is gone!
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, so what we thought we'd do, given the fact that the NFL is such a big competition, even over here in Australia, Raymond, that we'd get ourselves an update now. One of the experts we spoke to during the course of last year's World Series, that incredible series with the Boston Red Sox and the LA Dodgers, was Brady Height. And we're lucky enough to have him on the line again from Los Angeles. Morning, Brady.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
How are you, Brady?
Doing well, buddy. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, so we've got to get ourselves a couple of winners from you in the NFL, the round week 7 coming up very shortly. But first of all, mate, I know you had some pretty strong thoughts about who might be the MVP at this early stage of the season.
Correct. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie Jerry Maguire Rod Tidwell was that undersized receiver that Jerry used to rep, and it just seems to be kind of the year of the small guy in the NFL. So we've got Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, coming in at 5'10", about 210 pounds. And then we got Christian McCaffrey, the running back for the Carolina Panthers, also about 5'10", maybe 5'11". These guys love to try to get those extra inches out of it, but both these guys. I mean, Russ Wilson is, granted, he's the highest paid player in the NFL at about $35 million a year. Such a small, undersized quarterback by kind of prototypical standards. And he is just having a dream year. 14 TDs, no pick. The Seahawks are 5-1.
Yeah.
And we're not slated to do much more than probably play about 500 football this year at the start of the season. So Russ Wilson, probably the front runner for MVP, but then Christian McCaffrey. I mean, the Panthers lost their starting quarterback in Cam Newton a couple weeks ago, so they bring in a backup quarterback, which normally if you're an NFL guy, I'm a Steelers guy, so we lost Ben Roethlisberger, and immediately I'm thinking we're not going to make the playoffs, and the Panthers bring in a backup, and Christian McCaffrey has picked up the load to the point where he's going to set NFL records for total amount of yards between receiving and rushing. He's at 9 touchdowns already, which is over 50% of his team's TDs. And again, super small guy for NFL standards. He's only 5'10", 5'11", maybe 210 pounds. So pretty fun for the smaller guys this year to be rooting for the NFL MVP candidate.
Yeah, exactly. And Brady, before we get your tips on some of the games coming up, there's also some key injuries to other players, particularly Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes was last year's NFL MVP. Mm-hmm. As an NFL fan, I don't know if I've seen a player throw the ball like Pat Mahomes. I mean, we saw sidearm throws. We saw no-look throws. You're talking about a guy who's coming, into an offense where 6'5", 290-pound D linemen are literally running 4.5-second 40-yard dashes, and he's looking the other way and making passes. So that guy is absolutely electric. But he played the Broncos the other night on Thursday Night Football here, and I think it was a sprained kneecap is what the report said. But the update is that it's the best-case scenario for him. I think he's going to be out 3 games, possibly 4. The Chiefs are in a position right now they should make the playoffs, so he should be good for the tail end of the season. But for a guy that's coming off NFL MVP honors, pretty brutal loss for the Chiefs in the early to mid part of the season here.
Yeah, Mahomes, we haven't got that market up. It's suspended at the moment for the MVP, but he'd be there or thereabouts again, looking to go back-to-back. What about some of these games coming up in Week 7, Brady? Have you isolated some value for the listeners?
Okay, so here we go. I got 3 of them for you if we got time. First is Patriots, Tom Terrific, coming into New York City playing the Jets. The Pats are 10-point favorites on Monday Night Football. I mean, Tom's my age. I cannot even fathom how this guy is still operating at this level. I think it's partially because his wife makes way more money than he does, and he doesn't want to go sit on the shelf and be a non-earner. So,
yes.
Regardless of Tom doing that well, I actually love the Jets at home. Sam Darnold, who is a product of University of Southern California here in L.A. where I'm at, second-year quarterback, coming off a little bit of mononucleosis. God knows how he got that. But Sam and Le'Veon Bell, who used to run for the Steelers, probably my favorite talent in the NFL as far as just ability level. The Jets are healthy. They're spotting they're getting 10 points at home.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots midseason, I mean, the Patriots are going to be there in the end of the season, but I love the Jets getting 10 at home with a healthy squad, good solid crowd in New York. I would definitely be on the Jets getting 10.
All right. So the line here in Australia is the Jets plus 9.5. They're $1.95. Just give us the other two that you were going to highlight, Brady.
Yeah. Quick. You got the Giants of New York against the Cardinals. Most teams that are on the West Coast, like the Cardinals, going back east to play a 10 a.m. or 10 a.m. West Coast game do not do well. So I've got the Giants. I think they're giving up 2.5 to 3 points is the most current line. Love the Giants at home. I think they win by possibly 2 touchdowns against the Cardinals, even though the rookie quarterback for the Cardinals is the #1 overall draft pick last year. I think it's a little too much of a task to travel back east early game. Giants Giants by a good margin there.
Okay, so Giants, just on that, buddy, Giants, minus three here, $1.85. So already the punters are liking that one. And I quickly want to get your next line and then give me your Super Bowl winner, Brady.
Okay, so here we go. Los Angeles Rams coming off three straight losses. They were 3-0. They're going at Atlanta Falcons. So we've got a Super Bowl team in the Rams from last year, Super Bowl team in the Falcons from 2 years ago. Falcons trending terribly. I think they're 1-5 right now. The Rams just upgraded their defense with a guy named Jalen Ramsey. He came over. He's probably the best cornerback, meaning covers the wide receiver position in the league. Rams bolstering up the defense. And the Falcons defense is so bad that Jared Goff, I think, goes for a huge game. Rams, I see at -2.5. Some spots I'm seeing them at -3, so you're giving up a few points. I like the Rams to win by at least a touchdown, though.
Rams -3, $1.95 here. And this far out, your winner of the Super Bowl 54 in 2020?
Well, let's be honest, Jimmy. I mean, huge Steelers fan. I think your wife might even be dressing. Your wife, my sister, might be dressing as Ben Roethlisberger. Want to go with the Steelers, just cannot. I got the Kansas City Chiefs bringing back healthy Patrick Mahomes, winning the Super Bowl. Mm. If for some reason Mahomes cannot get over this injury, backup plan is the New England Patriots.
Okay, New England Patriots, $3.25. Kansas City at $9 at present. And I'll just scroll down here.
Big value right now with Kansas City because of the injury. I think you get in on Kansas City now for the long odds, and then with a healthy Mahomes, they're still, I think, the best team in the league.
Yeah, okay. Just going down the line here, looking for the Steelers anyway. I'll have to go a bit further down there.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are, $81, Brady. There
brutal.
We go.
Brutal. Jim, I was at the game against the Chargers, though, this past week. The Steelers looked excellent. So let's not knock them too hard yet.
And stop dressing my daughter in Ben Roethlisberger's jerseys, please. That'd be fantastic. Thank you, Brady.
Boys, it was great to talk to you. Hope everybody does well with their betting, and look forward to being in touch soon.
Brady Hoyt. If you want all those tips on the NFL, we'll put them out on social media as well. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more, including a chat with Brad Rosen.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
You've had a tough year. You were forced to try Bikram yoga. Your mother-in-law moved in. You got a back wax. So end the year on a high with Volkswagen's MY19 model clearance. Pick up the truly tough Amarok Core from just $39,990 drive away with our ABN Holders demonstrator clearance offer. Head into your local dealer today for offers you truly deserve. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse or two on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people who would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful 3-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wideline Windows and Doors state-of-the-art Liverpool showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wideline Liverpool will bring your home renovation to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
And these kids are turning it on. Didi Lozada at one end, RJ Hampton at the other, and the other. Oh, the jam! Andrew Bogut, the old guys are doing it too.
He throws it down on Rob Lowe's head.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. Wingman Beer have got your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. They're putting out a challenge, James.
Are they?
Yep. Next time you pick up your regular beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5, test it back-to-back with your beer, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispiest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Go to wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed, and if you can't find it at your local, give them a call on 1300 45 beer. Now also available online with Dan Murphy's. Take the Wingman challenge today. And, James, enjoy it responsibly.
Of course. Or irresponsibly every now and then. By the way, we just heard a little highlights there from the NBL, and it's we love talking to this man, Brad Rosen, this time of year. He's all pumped up for his Sydney Kings, who are in action today. Tip-off at 3 o'clock. G'day, Bradley.
Good morning, team. How are you,
Brad?
Hey, we're very well, mate. How about those Roosters, huh?
Oh, God bless those Roosters, I tell you. Say things like, oh, there's salary. No, I don't want to hear anything about the salary cap. All I want to hear is back-to-back, baby. Back-to-back. Back I love it. They were so good. And hopefully next year will be okay, of course, with the legend Cooper Cronk retiring. It's going to make it harder. But, hey, three-peat. I hear a three-peat coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Righto. Well, let's get down to this game and what you've seen from the Kings thus far. I've got to say, it has been a little bit of a funny start to the season with teams touring around all over the place. Are you an advocate of what they've done at the start of this season to generate some publicity taking on NBA sides, some of these
100%.
Teams?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I see both sides of it. It's very difficult. And just for our listeners to understand, obviously, you've got teams that are travelling over to the States playing against other teams. And Adelaide were one of those teams. Melbourne are back now. New Zealand. And all of these teams went over and played against the NBA teams. The problem is there's no other time in the year that you can do it because the NBA aren't in their preseason.
Sure.
So for the exposure that they get and everything that happens in the sense of the NBA, it's brilliant. I couldn't agree more. Tough on the players, but it's worth it.
Well, the Kings are off to a 3-0 start. Watch that Friday night game, Brad. And I've got to compliment you. You did a sideline interview with, I think it was RJ Hampton's father, the Breakers' father.
Yeah, Rod.
It was fantastic. Well done, Brad. And he says he's going to follow his son right through until he believes the Breakers make the grand final. They stretch the Kings on Friday night, and the Kings go back to New Zealand to take them on today.
Yeah, it is. It was a great interview, I will say that. Rob was a lovely guy, and I said to him, and you would have heard this, and I asked him, what makes you want to send your son to this league when he was touted for every college? Yep. And his answer was just, gives me goosebumps. He said, you can't get Andrew Bogut and Casper Ware in college. And
wow,
I just thought that was
line.
The greatest yeah. answer. I tell you what, my phone was ringing hot from NBL executives going, yeah, baby, we just got our slogan for the next year.
Yep.
But it was great. And to answer the question, this was New Zealand's first game because they'd been over in the NBA playing games over there. And they looked like they were, you know, just were tired. Mm. I thought overall the Kings didn't play their best game. And even Andrew Bogut said that when I interviewed him after the game. But the good teams win ugly, as we hear a lot. And I thought they did a good job. They were missing Kevin Lish. I thought Casper Ware played a great game, just didn't shoot well. They go back over the ditch today, and I'm predicting another Kings wing. I think they'll get that.
Can I just ask you quick before Jimmy chimes in too, Brad? A couple of players really impressed me on Friday night. Scotty Hobson from the Breakers. He is an absolute star. And if Didi Lizarda doesn't get thumbs on seat at the Kings this year, I'll give it up. Isn't he a special player?
Oh, the Brazilian, mate. Oh. He is awesome. And, you know, his rookie season, I guess, if you call it that way, you want to get out and see this kid. And also RJ Hampton is playing for New Zealand. LaMelo Ball, who's playing for, we've spoken about him playing for Wollongong. These kids are here for 1 year and probably going to the NBA. So you've got to get out and have a watch for them. But you're 100% right. Didi is great. He's athletic. He's long. He's got long arms. And he's going to be a pleasure to watch.
Mm. All right. Jared Daffy earlier from TAB described it as the upset of the year. Can you believe that Perth were beaten at home so convincingly by Cairns?
No, I fell off my chair. I'm watching this and thinking, originally, and I, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a cricket score. Absolutely going to smash Cairns. Cairns have shown nothing this year to prove me wrong, except on Friday night. They shot the ball at 50% from the three. They shut down Perth. And not only did they win in Perth, they won by 23 points.
Yeah.
So it was unbelievable. I tell you what, if anyone had a little dabble on that one, wouldn't have they been happy? I think they were paying about $9 or something like that. I would have been very, very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get to these games today. Breakers up against the Kings, and then we've
in
got
New Zealand this time.
In New Zealand, and then we've got Melbourne up against the aforementioned Perth.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting one. Perth started the season 0-2, very injury prone, so they've got a couple of players out. They go over to America, play a couple of games there in the NBA. Now they're back for their third game, where Perth lost by 23 on Friday night. You know they're going to be hungry. So you've got a team that lost really poorly against a team that's 0-2. This is going to be a phenomenal game. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to go for Melbourne just. Ooh. I think it's going to be an interesting one. Everything says Perth are going to win that game, but I just something about Melbourne being on the road, being able to do what they can, being overseas, I just think they might click together. So I'm going to go for Melbourne there. Mm-hmm. And as I said, Sydney to beat New Zealand.
Okay, so that's $1.75, the Kings, to beat New Zealand into, that's away, and that's Melbourne at home, $1.70 to beat the Perth Wildcats. So there's your multi over the weekend. Very good, mate, and we'll continue chatting throughout the course of the NBL season.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a ripper season. 19, South East Melbourne are in now. Brisbane are playing well. Adelaide are going great. So can't wait. But don't forget, go those Kings!
There he goes. There he goes. All pumped up. He's former Sydney Kings guys. Captain. Yeah, and
off to a good start. Yeah, and Casper Ware is fantastic. So Ware and Bogo are just genuine superstars. But this kid, Didi Lazada, Jim G.
Haven't seen him, Roman.
18 years old, can play.
Okay, well, check him out. Tanya would be pleased to know that in 2020, this is an SMS that comes in from Master Monkey, that in 2020, Lawn Bowls will be gender neutral. Women will be competing in Saturday pennants in the same team as the boys. The new players, they will automatically be graded as 7 grade, so tournaments with grade restrictions, that's so they can all even it up.
Yes.
But from what I understand. I thought it was all a bad dream, but it's true. Next, I'll give them the vote. Obviously, what we say is not ever endorsed.
Yeah, that wasn't quite PC, that last little bit.
No, that's
but it
right.
It is what it is.
He's being facetious.
I know.
Very much tongue-in-cheek, okay? He's a
very funny man.
Yeah, absolutely. What about this one? Everyone keeps telling us we have the best sprinters in the world. Having only one horse from overseas compete in the Everest doesn't prove that. That horse alone is not proof that it was their best. The horse has been said not even gone around corner before. Until our so-called top sprinters go overseas to compete against the world's best, we can't say we have the best in the world. That's Bruce from Boambi East.
It's a fair point, but when we do go overseas, even without our best sprinters, we generally race very, very well. The problem now is, Jim, there's no reason to go overseas because all the money's here.
Yeah.
Big money's here in Australia.
Very, very big money. So that's certainly a way to look at it. 1353-53 is the open line number. Just on that, Ray, what was your opinion of Tommy Berry's ride on Pierrata? Mine was that he was too far back again. That's from John.
Went 1732, absolutely flying from the start. Pierrata's got the one gate, hasn't got nature strip speed, got back on the fence, can't jump over them. Just, it was unlucky. The one barrier was always going to cause an issue for Pierrata.
Yeah. Something that made the BSB weekday listeners think long and hard through the week was, when was the last time anyone saw Ray's bouffant hair move in the breeze as seen at the Everest barrier draw? That's from Paramat.
It was windy that night.
Well, if your hair was moving, it was very windy.
It was windy.
Yeah, yeah.
And what
do you do that, right? Is it...
What, the wind?
No. The maintain the hair positions. Is there a fair bit of product goes in or...?
What's Cathy from Collector saying? This is more important, James.
Oh, yeah, Cathy from Collector makes it
Tanya
makes a very
take
good
notice
point.
Of this.
Why hasn't Ray procured Tanya a new, bigger diamond engagement and wedding ring? That's Cathy at Collector.
That's
point,
that's
for the finger. That's for the finger.
Tan's nodding now.
Of course she's nodding. Girl's best friend. Hi, boys. Great show. Best ever promo. John Mellion and his VB ads. All the best, Des. Very hard to beat. Very hard to beat,
can't
wasn't
remember
he?
Those, yeah.
No. You got to... What are you, I'm trying to think.
Where are you going with this?
I've got it now.
Yeah.
Look, it's his voice that does it. It's the best. John Mellion.
Okay.
Yeah. Outstanding. They're not a sponsor of ours. Of course, we actually endorse Wingman Beer. Yeah. But... V TV.
Thoroughly endorsed scent product.
Very, very good. All right, time now to go to Scotty Foster, our man Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. He joins us on the line. I'm presuming he was on last week. I missed the program, but I'm presuming we got a sale last week as well. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, mate, I was on. You were off.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it was a listener, but we advertised the Patrol last week, and it is sold, but normally Joe tells me if it is a listener, so maybe the listener just didn't want his name known, and he hasn't said anything. But the car did go, mate, so we're on fire. We're still going well, and Neil, I could probably give him a half pass rate for getting that one away as well.
Oh, no, he did well, Bruni. And by the way, yes, it was a listener. We'll take that, and we'll be using those numbers when we get down to negotiate next year's deal.
Yeah, boys, well, it is coming to another end. Like the year, it's been a quick one, and they just seem to get quicker. But
how many have we sold, you reckon, Scotty?
Mate, I had a look the other day. It was 27 cars that we've sold over
the year.
That's
pretty good, James.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
Pretty
what
good.
Are we in week what of the year? We're probably only in week 35,
that's
36.
That's what I was trying to work out earlier with
38.
Boys, sometimes we get listeners that come in and buy them midweek. They're not actually from the advertised car, but because they know us through the program, so they come in and buy a
we'll
car.
Claim that one too, Scotty.
No,
don't worry.
We'll claim them all, Scotty.
We'll claim them all, bud.
It all works, boys.
Yeah. What about for this week?
Well, boys, it's been a great weekend of sport so far with a $1 million chase on Friday night. We've got the Rugby League Nines that finished yesterday, of course, the Rugby World Cup, and don't forget the Everest and Caulfield Cups yesterday. So I can't wait for the next few weeks. But first, I need to sell some cars to help my habit. So today, we have another very cheap car on sale for the listeners. We have a 2010 Honda Odyssey luxury 7-seat wagon. This one's automatic with only 118,000 kilometres. It comes with logbooks and service history, and being a 2010 luxury model, it's stacked full of comfort and safety options, including leather seats, a power sunroof, front side and head airbag, ABS brakes, brake assist, power windows, cruise control, traction control, automatic climate control, air conditioner. It's even got the heated front seat, a leather steering wheel, fog lights and 17-inch alloy wheels. This is a beautiful-looking lower kilometre 7-seat Honda Odyssey luxury wagon. It's got the very reliable 2.4-litre 4-cylinder engine, a 5-speed automatic transmission. It's going to be very economical, safe and reliable. This is Japanese quality at its best in this very nice 7-seat automatic wagon. It's on special for the listeners today. It's just $11,990. This is cheap. It's a 2010 Odyssey luxury 7-seat wagon. So call now on 963-750-24. Or go to the website, www.fosterskwalitycars.com.au, and don't miss out on this beautiful vehicle, and make sure you mention Sky Sports Radio as well.
Absolutely, and you can help with finance too, Scotty.
We can, Ray. We finance on this car or any of our vehicles. We've got access to a number of lenders. It allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car or a truck. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid default, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even the Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fosterskwalitycars.com.au, or give us a call now on 963-750-24, and we'll get you driving that vehicle as soon as today.
Fantastic, Scotty. We'll speak next week. Oh, sorry, we'll sell today or during the week, then we'll speak next week as well, mate.
All right, boys. You have a great day.
Scotty Foster, Scotty here from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars.
Look, 27's pretty good.
Yeah, because I've just done some math too. So we've actually been going
41
for
weeks.
I won today, 18, no,
42
weeks. Okay. So there you go. Let's go to the callers on the line. The poet's there. Hello, poet.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Really well. What do you got for us, poet?
Hey, Wingman's beer. It's a beauty, mate. Have them to listen to this.
Okay.
It's a Wingman's beer that makes all people cheer. It's got that lovely taste and lovely bite. It makes you feel so fresh. Say, come on, take the test. And you'll think you're just in heaven for the night.
I tell you what, that's pretty good.
That's
pretty
bad.
Good. Wingman might be on the phone to you, poet. I tell you what, that's not bad, James.
Good on you, poet. We do appreciate that. We'll pass it on to Earl on the team at Wingman.
Yeah, like
make
it.
Sure they get hold of that. We've got another quick call before we leave. Pete's on the line. G'day, Pete.
G'day, G'day, Rain, Jimmy. Just two things. Very quickly, your theme, about 1970, the English soccer team, I think it was going to Mexico. They had a song called Back Home. It was number one for quite a few weeks in England.
Okay, yeah, right.
They've done that a number of times.
Yeah, they've got some good songs. And the Ashes,
We're playing for England.
And the Ashes team. But anyway, yeah, sorry, yeah.
The other thing is, I didn't watch the show on 7:30 Broad the other night because I thought it'd be too upsetting, but just an idea. Would it be feasible to get an owner to pay a bond to Racing New South Wales when they microchip a thoroughbred? And they hold on to the bond, Racing New South Wales, until a horse dies. And the amount of money being greater than a dogger would get for a horse if it went to an abattoir, so that would discourage a horse going to dog food.
Absolutely.
And maybe have a vet issue a certificate when a horse dies, as long as it's not through neglect.
Yep.
And then that money refunded, and possibly the interest that Racing New South Wales would generate while it's sitting in a bank account, that could make the cost of the vet issuing certificate.
Oh, it's a really good idea. Yeah, really good ideas. I will say that there is a number of studs already putting up, if horses are bred on their properties, they'll pay up to $1,000 to get that horse back to give it a home for the rest of its life if a new owner cannot continue to afford it. So there's various ways the industry